Here we are, the week of the big show.
It's here. Woohoo!
Finally,
it's here. We're so excited. I was just like, we got the signs up around town. I was just like, I'm going to put some more signs up, you know, just little ones kind of around.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was like, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, the Concert for Healthcare is this Saturday. And we've got Legends of Classic Rock coming in. It is rock and roll at its finest. So out at the Kiplinger Arena, one of our major fundraisers for the Health Foundation. So always excited to have our community come out, support us, help us. All funds raised. Actually, for the Concert for Healthcare this year is going to support cancer care services. So all of those funds have already been designated in that area. We do a variety of patient assistance as our care team members identify needs that patients are needing. They'll engage the Health Foundation to step in and help in those areas. We help purchase equipment for cancer care. We do, we've done large equipment purchases, such as helping bring in the linear accelerator many years ago, and then additional pieces just recently to enhance that equipment and make it work even more efficiently, more effectively for those cancer care treatments. Recently purchased for new vital sign monitors for injection infusion. So just a variety of pieces we're going to be doing or helping fund some education that's going to be coming in. If you haven't met Dr. George, our medical oncologist and hematologist, he is very much a proponent of getting patients as healthy as possible and keeping them as healthy as possible, both physically and emotionally throughout their cancer care journey. And one of those ways that he's doing that are encouraging that to be done is through a rehab education that we're doing. So we're going to be training and certifying all our rehabilitation experts in our hospital to help keep our patients as healthy as we can during those pieces. So we're excited to be able to help fund, bring in some excellent trainers in those areas and get that program up and going. We've also talked about that emotional support for cancer care services. More information on this will be coming up, but we're starting a Restoring You program that really helps with that aesthetic aspect as you're going through cancer care services or cancer your cancer care journey, kind of depending on what sort of treatment that you're receiving. I mean, we understand that certain chemotherapies can cause us to lose our hair, perhaps do damage on our skin, our nails, and understanding that, you know, if you feel good, if you look good, you feel good, you do good, it just enhances those pieces that much more. So we're trying to develop more of some aesthetic services in these areas. So more information coming out on that on our Restoring You program. We'll share more at the night of our Concert for Healthcare. So come on out. It is going to be this Saturday. Doors open at 6 o'clock. The show starts at 7. Advance tickets, $30. So you can get those at Embers Downtown. You can get them at Ticket Storm or stop by the Health Foundation. I do put that with a caveat this week. We are like running. It's just Danette and I. We're a two-person show, you know? I'm like, so do kind of, if you will, call us so we can arrange a time to kind of meet with you. But really, Embers at this point, I'd encourage you or Ticket Storm, but definitely want to meet with as many people as we can. It is a cash venue, so bring your cash funds out if you want to participate with the food trucks and the Embers Downtown Beer Garden. New this year, we're going to be checking IDs at the door. Make sure you do bring your ID if you do want to partake in those adult beverages. That was kind of a little bottleneck last year, so we're just going to take care of that just boom, right off the bat. So when you come in, we'll have those taken care of, and then send one person down to grab a bunch of tokens and, you know, send the husband out to get those beverages for
you. That's
what
husbands are all about.
I know. Yeah. We love you guys for that. Us ladies are like, dote on us. We appreciate y'all so much. So anyways, seating options. We do have some bleacher seating available. You can bring your own chair, set up where you wish, stand up front in the mob pit and like really get after it. Or you can hang out on the sidelines. So you can choose whatever concert experience you're interested. I always say, I was just like in that Kiplinger Arena, there's not a bad seat in the house. I mean, there's just so many opportunities and options. Do encourage you, dress the part. It was so fun last year to see everybody coming out. I mean, you saw a variety of wigs. Mm-hmm. You saw matching shirts, the leather jackets. However, that just brings in a whole different, you know, little aspect to the concert.
Yeah.
So we appreciate everybody who dresses up and takes it that little extra mile. So if you haven't, feel free to look us up on our Facebook page, Community Hospital McCook. And we've got a video there of last year's. If you're kind of curious of how the concert works or looks or how it was last year, we had Hairball. It was phenomenal. You can see how everything is laid out and just everything. One of those things that you'll see on that video is this is throughout the generations. I mean, we really do see this as a community event. I have the conversation with the artists before they take the stage that this is a community event. We hold it from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. I mean, they start at 7, doors open at 6. But so really, feel free, bring the kids. And I love seeing all of the generations there. I mean, it's just so fun. Everybody has a good time. So again, Legends of Classic Rock is just made of those world-class musicians who toured and recorded with some of the biggest names in the music. I mean, we're talking Great White, Alice Cooper, David Lee Roth Band, White Snake, and XYZ. It just kind of goes on and on. If you don't know those bands, like I said, I couldn't necessarily who tells you who sings these songs, but I know Come On, Feel the Noise.
Sure.
I mean, I know that song. It's just like, I know Tush. I know Highway to Hell. I know Born to Be Wild. I know Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Mm-hmm. These are the types of the songs that they're playing. And that's one of the things I love so much about the band last year and these type of songs is like, it is just those feel good, you know you're going to have a good time songs that just kind of everybody gets into. We do have the Light Sticks again. I'm going to throw that out there. So those will be like coming out halftime. So, you know, it's just like be looking forward to that. And new this year, I'm going to say we're going to light up our staff. I mean, I got to give huge kudos to our volunteer staff that comes out and helps us. It's like it's a big event and we really appreciate their help. So this year we are getting them all like glow whatever. So if you see anybody glowing out there that's like wearing glows, not the sticks, but the actual, you know, glow jewelry or whatever, feel free to ask them any questions, ask for directions or whatever. So like I said, if you see a member lit up, they can probably help you.
That's an employee of Community Hospital. They're all lit up for that
Absolutely.
Special occasion.
Yes, very much so. So I guess I just want to just reiterate, this is this upcoming Saturday. Mm-hmm. Like I said, get your tickets early, $30. If any business wants to like jump in and get a chunk of tickets, you need 20 or 30, just give me a holler. I'll drop them off. You know, we'll work with you to make that happen. But should just be a great night. I'm looking forward to it. Any questions, do feel free to give me a holler. 344-7222. Like I said, I might not be in there, but leave me a message and I would definitely will get back to you. Do visit our Facebook page. Go check us out on the website. Again, ticketstorm.com or stop by Embers downtown and they'll get you taken care of.
Embers has got the beer garden, right?
Embers has the beer garden.
Yes.
And they always do such a great job. And I think this year, again, they give us a wide variety. And I think this year we've actually got a non-alcoholic option as well. And so, and then I got to give huge props to my two food trucks. I got Fatty McGill's coming in. And oh, goodness. Who's my Blaine's?
Oh, Fast Eddie's.
Fast Eddie's.
Sure, yeah.
So excited to bring Fast Eddie's in. So
Blaine wouldn't miss it.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be good. And so they'll have some more, you know, your pop, your water, those beverages over in that area as well. So just a variety of pieces. Any questions, feel free to give me a holler. And just remember, every dollar that we make stays right here in McCook, enhancing local services and bringing healthcare and leading our region to a healthier future.
And everything's indoors, so if it's not supposed to rain, but even if it did, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Absolutely. I was like, we like that little bit of control. You never know what Nebraska is gonna have.
Exactly
at us,
right.
So,
look at today a little bit.
I last I heard was we had like a 30% chance for like 0.03 of rain. I pushed a little mud on my way into town.
Yeah,
so.
There's some reports of 40 hundredths to half inch of rain around here, so not bad.
No, and we're not going to fuss about that either. Yeah. So it's all good. But yep, come on out.
I know October is a busy month. I know the 15th, and we're going to talk more about this coming up hopefully here in the next day or week or so. But Molly and the folks over at the hospital have a ladies' night out.
A ladies' night out. And we're bringing this back. We had this a couple of years ago and kind of went silent for a little bit. But October 15th, starting at 6 o'clock, you don't need to be need to have RSVPs. You can just show up at the hospital, come in through our main door, and it'll be in our Prairie View rooms, but we're going to be right there checking people in as they come through. But this is an opportunity to come in. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we are going to be doing tours of our mammography suite and having a couple of special little beverages, and we've got some vendors coming in, and just a lot of opportunities to ask any questions. I mean, if you're fighting a cancer event, it's just like, and want to just come out and hang, absolutely, come join us. If you're just wary about your first screening or what this is going to be, what it's going to look like, sound like, this is one of those opportunities to just kind of come in, look around. And as long as you're back in the radiology pieces, I think they're going to kind of, so it gives you a little bit of behind the scenes is what's going on. But again, 6 o'clock, we encourage husbands, boyfriends, men, you guys are welcome to come and join us. But obviously for mammography pieces, and yes, I mean, men get breast cancer as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, so usually those aren't necessarily screened for, but more diagnostic. But if you know that runs in your family, absolutely come join us, or just come support your gal and enjoy her and support her during that night. So.